Hawaii's oldest health food cooperative is in rough financial shape. A few months ago, we told you how Kokumo Market was on the brink of insolvency. Well, the 48-year-old grocery store is still open, and it has a new leader. HPR's Ryan Finnerty went to meet her and find out how she plans to turn it around.
It's a busy afternoon on this bustling stretch of King Street in the Honolulu neighborhood of Mo'ili'ili. A storefront near University Avenue has been the home of Kokua Market for almost 5 decades. But late last year, a cash flow crunch left the market barely able to stock the shelves and on the verge of closing for good. Kokua is run as a co-op, meaning it's owned and managed by a group of members who own shares of the company. Lori Carlson is one of the original members, and earlier this month she became the chairwoman of Kokua Market's governing board. As we walked through the store together, Lori explained how the company is trying to raise money by selling more shares in the co-op.
To become a member of Kokua, you buy a share, and that's how we've been doing business for the last, since about 82 when we changed the law and we were allowed to be a cooperative. So right now what we need to do is raise $150,000 through membership shares. The good news is people can buy up to 20 shares, and these will be the equity that we have to redevelop the co-op. If we can do that equity push, we have lenders lined up to lend us matching funds so that we can restart the store. And, of course, we don't want to restart the store exactly the same way that it was, so we have a lot of ideas for changing the store as well.
So these are similar to maybe shares in a publicly traded company almost?
It's a privately traded cooperative, but anybody can join, so in that way it's very public.
So you're buying a share, a partial ownership in Kokua
Market. Correct. And that's how we've been doing it for years, but we kind of need to revisit this, and people that bought their shares 30 or 20 or 10 years ago need to come to the table and buy at least one more share. And some people are buying as many as 19 more shares to help Kokua really move along in this share drive.
And what is your goal? How many are you trying to sell?
1,000 shares at $150 each.
Okay.
We've sold about $20,000 to date.
What's the difference between somebody who owns one share versus 20 versus 100?
Right now, there isn't any difference except that we're highly motivated, people like me, to make this work. And we have sufficient revenue to do that. Not everybody does. Some people are buying 5, some people are buying 10, some people are buying 1. Just depends kind of what you can afford to do and how passionate you are about having the store redeveloped.
Okay, well, let's keep going.
Okay.
And so bulk foods is one of the first things you see when you walk in the door.
Yeah. We've got a bulk order in now, which we haven't had for a while.
And bulk foods, as I understand, was one of the historically popular things that you offered.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Whole Foods does about probably less than 2% of its sales in bulk, but we do about 9% of our sales in bulk. So it's a big difference. And we also have kind of the millennial baby boomer thing. Baby boomers have been doing this for a long time since the store started. Millennials are more interested in the deli. We've got some really good deli chefs right now.
And so how important is this aspect of the business? Because that is becoming an increasingly common thing in any kind of grocery store.
Absolutely.
To have
everybody's
this.
Doing it, right?
Right.
Except I think we might be able to do it better in a lot of ways. Small but focused on really tasty food and organic food. And this is sort of the millennial side. The baby boomers are interested in the bulk and sort of the grocery staples. I think the millennials are more interested in grab and go and getting food here since they don't cook as much as baby boomers. One of the things we'll probably do is get a hot bar so people can self-service and a salad bar so people can self-service in terms of that. We also have we used to have a bakery. We'll probably renew that. People like the gluten-free breads that we were doing locally here.
So what's going on with the produce section? At kind of first glance, it looks like a pretty standard grocery store produce aisle.
Well, I would say that right now, all of this produce is local. And, like our apple bananas from Scott Chun, we've been getting those for 30 years from Scott Chun, which is kind of remarkable. And they're really, really Ono, and they're really well-priced. In addition, Ma'o is bringing in their produce, so we have organic produce from Waianae. And there are other small vendors that are coming in with loads of produce. Strangely enough, one of our best sellers is raw dog food in the freezer case, and that vendor is continuing to come. Yesterday we had a bunch of local eggs, but I see they're all gone, so they'll be reordered. So right now we're just kind of manning the fort until we can raise our share capital and get our loans and do the remodel, which will consist of probably expanding bulk And then we'll be doing the food stations. That'll be another big change. And I think we'll continue to have even more of a local focus.
Local, yeah, that's a word you've used a bunch just in the last few minutes. And what is the role of local produce or dry products or non-perishables in your strategy to
Well, I think the local thing has become increasingly important. And you have to remember, Cocoa's been doing that for almost 50 years. When we started, we did a lot of local things, and we continued over time. But I think we could reemphasize that even more than we do now. There are a lot of products we could bring in. And one of the nice things about local is that it's kind of a multiplier effect in the economy. And Kōkua has been able to, over the years, be the incubator for a lot of new local products. I remember when Mrs. Ching came in with Mrs. Ching's organic tofu, like 35 years ago, and we were the first place to carry it. When local Ia needed a place to sell their poke and their ahi dip, we're the only place that carries local Ia, which is a sustainable fisheries program. When the Shinsantos were doing pork, we're the only ones to carry their pork on a retail basis because they're too small for Whole Foods to deal with. So for us, it worked perfectly. And we're the only local pork producer on Oahu. So that was really special. So I think there's a lot of possibilities. You don't have to be big to be successful. There are lots of small operations that do very well.
And you mentioned that you're sort of treading water, holding down the fort until you can raise that capital. Mm-hmm. Looking around, I do see a lot of empty shelves.
Oh, yeah.
So can
no
you
question.
Just describe the challenge of you can't keep the lights on without product on the shelves?
Well, and this is a sort of a sustaining push to sort of keep us with some cash flow. We realize we can't go on this way indefinitely. And really the important thing is the share drive. If we can get that money in hand, and we're working on our pro formas. Tomorrow night we're walking through the store for a redesign. We've got people coming along that know these things well, and we'll be putting together a business plan that will address those things.
I just noticed that in the 10 minutes we've been here, there's a pretty steady flow of people coming in and out, shopping.
Yeah.
And
well, I think one of the problems we had, too, was a lot of people thought Kōkua was closed, and we've been pushing the fact, hey, we're open, and to support us, you need to come in and shop as well as get chairs. So that's something that seems to be working. They seem to be coming in. I saw the parking lot more cars. I talked to the bookkeeper. I think sales the other day were up about $300 from what they have been per day.
After that tour, Lori and I sat down in the back office to continue the conversation. On our way there, we walked past a brand new high-rise building. Kōkua says the construction of that building disrupted access to their parking lot, leading to a dramatic decrease in customers.
So, Lori, what, in your assessment, what went wrong?
Well, I think there were many factors. We discussed the problem with construction next door. There was also a manager who was really concentrating on getting a discount program going with a very large distributor. And as a result of that, the accounts payable, the amount of money that we owed that one vendor, soared enormously because they forced him to buy more each week in order to get that program. And I think he was very short-sighted about it, but that caused a lot of problems. And I think the people on the board were well-intentioned, but not very financially savvy. I don't think that the manager was being managed with the budget, and I think a lot of the things he was doing were unsustainable.
So there were some internal as well as external factors.
Yeah, definitely.
What made you want to step in and right the ship?
Well, I guess because I'm member number one. You know, I put a lot of energy into this place back in the late 70s, early 80s, and I'm still fairly cogent. I ran the weekly for 23 years, and I felt like if I didn't try, I'd feel badly. So that's part of it. And there's also like a large network of people that are associated with Kōkua from, you know, 40, 50 years on now. And we had our membership meeting last week, and they were thumbs up. Let's give it a go. Let's see if it works. And we're also guaranteeing people that if they buy shares, we'll return the money if it doesn't work. And I think that's reassuring. I feel like a lot of the people in the membership were upset, angry, sad, all of the emotions I've experienced. And I think that membership meeting kind of reassured them that we're being prudent about it. We're not going forward and just throwing money down a black hole. We're really saying, wait a minute, we've got to come up with a new business. We've got to come up with lenders. We have to raise capital. And we're not going to do anything unless it looks like it's going to work. And we'll give your money back if it doesn't.
So give us a little bit of an update, because I think when last we had discussed the issue in November, it wasn't certain if Kokua would survive through the following month. Yeah. But as we just saw, the shelves are more or less stocked. There's mm-hmm. customers coming in mm-hmm. and out, and mm-hmm. things look like they're moving in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, I think it's been very much hand to mouth, but I think now we're really being very directed about what needs to happen. I think before the store operations were sustained for a while, but now we really have to have a laser focus on what we need to do next.
And what do you need to do next?
We need to raise that equity money, and we need to work on our accounts payable and work with the vendors that we have and talk to them and let them know where we're at and what's happening.
And so that's in the short term. In the long term, what's your vision for where the company goes or the co-op goes, what you need to do the same, what you need to do differently?
I think we need to have more food service of various sorts. I think we need to expand the bulk. I think we need to expand the local vore. I think we could also focus when we do the bulk on zero waste, which is a big trend now, not using plastic packaging, reducing the kinds of packaging that is used. So maybe before you'd buy Italian pasta on the shelf. In the future, you'd buy it in bulk, in a brown paper bag. So that could be quite different. And we're looking at a variety of other things that are kind of new products that might be exciting for people to find in the store that are, you know, some are grab and go, things that people can buy and eat, and other things are new products that would be available in a different kind of way. Like if we have growlers to go, we have beer available. If we had wine in bulk, that would be fabulous. So there's a lot of things that nobody else is doing. We can find that niche. Another thing is, this is kind of a food desert here in Mo'ili'ili. We've got Down to Earth over there, which won't sell meat, eggs, cheese, or fish. And now, instead of the Star Market that was here, we have a drugstore. So this has become a bit of a food desert, and to be able to provide fresh, nutritious food for people in Mo'ili'ili, including the full range of food, I think is a real plus. And Kokua's been, you know, kind of a food incubator for many, many years now, and promoting good health. You know, I remember back in the day when I used to manage Kokua, going up to UH on food day with mimeograph sheets talking about fiber in your diet, talking about salt and sugar, all the things that have kind of been, they're widespread knowledge now. But back in 1980, they weren't. And so there's been a big move forward. So we need to focus on the next big move forward. It's not just eating more fiber. It's zero waste bulk. It's supporting your local farmer, processor, honey maker, all of those things. And really getting people to understand also about the multiplier effect, how if we buy those products here instead of buying them from somewhere else, we're really supporting the local economy. And that's really important.
Talk to me a little bit about scale, because the trend in many industries, including the grocery business, is to go bigger mm-hmm. and to, you know, maybe be bought up by a larger company or to have as many locations as you can. Yeah. And you're going in the opposite direction.
Well, I think there are many directions for successful retail. You don't have to be the biggest. You don't have to have the widest product view. But what you do have to do is find the stuff that people want. And if you bring in the stuff that people want, one of the things we've talked about is sometimes you have to go all over the island to find the things you want. You have to go to the bread shop in Kaimuki. You have to go, you know, out to the country to get prawns, all of these different pieces. And if we can have grass-fed local beef here and Big Island honey and, you know, all of these products in one place, it makes things a lot easier for people. They don't have to hunt about the island looking for Scott Chun's bananas from Waimanalo and the Rapoon's poi. You know, those kinds of things we should definitely be carrying when we reopen.
All right, Lori Carlson, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Ryan.
That was HPR's Ryan Finnerty speaking with Lori Carlson, newly elected board chair of Honolulu's Kokua Market. We'll have a link to the co-op's website posted with the story on hawaiipublicradio.org.